my experience with the Pearl Harbor. On December 7th, 1941, a friend of mine and I went to the theater in Buffalo. Don't ask me what the theater was or what the movie was shown. But halfway through, the screen was white, and a reservist came out on a stage, and he asked for any reservists or National Guards in the audience to report back to their barracks. And he mentioned that Pearl Harbor was bombed. Well, at that time, I looked at my buddy. I was only 18 at that time. I looked at my friend and I says, "Where's Pearl Harbor?" And then we found out that it was in Hawaii. And him and I were very, very angry that the Japanese did that to us. So we decided to go and to go to the Marine recruiting station in Buffalo and sign up. Well, we took the physical exam, and my buddy passed, but I failed. And again, I was very crushed because I wanted to be in service the next day after Pearl Harbor, but they denied me that. So I says, "If that's the way you feel, I'll get drafted." And I did get drafted 2 years later, which was 1943. And I got into the Army, and from the Army they sent me to the Pacific in the Marianas, and on a small island, Tinian, which was a coral reef island. They grew sugarcane on that island, but it was coral reef, and it was perfect for a landing strip for the B-29s. So the bulldozers and the CBs, whatever, they cleared it and made a big airdrome for the B-29s. They needed a lot of runway because of the bomb loads that they had. Excuse me. And planes that didn't make it, they were maybe overloaded, or the pilots inexperienced, so they went off the cliff and got destroyed, and we lost the crew, except the tail gunners. We did, several planes didn't make it, but the tail gunners actually made it because it split from the plane, and they didn't drown. So. I was a ground crew mechanic on the B-29s, and we serviced, as I say, the B-29s, and the one thing I remember most is the fact that the atomic bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki came from Tinian, and they used the B-29s for that. In the meantime, we warned the Japanese that if they didn't surrender, that something very damaging would happen to Japan. Well, we dropped the leaflets for about 3 days before we dropped the first bomb, and we waited a few more days. We dropped some more leaflets, and they didn't surrender, so we dropped the other bomb. And after the second bomb was dropped, they asked for terms of surrender. So I was on Tinian at that time, and about 4 months later, we got discharged because the war was over. My 3 minutes are up.
Okay, John, I know we negotiated 3 minutes, but I think you have the awe of the audience, so why don't you keep going?
I'm finished.
Well, if you're finished, you're finished.
I thank you, David. Thank you for the privilege of being over here.
And thank you very much for coming, John. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.